everybody. Welcome to the Real Shit Podcast. This is actually our first podcast.
Yay, us.
I'm Naomi Sue.
I'm Lori Hatch.
Awesome. We both reside here in Portland, Oregon. If you have never been here before, you should come and visit. It's very quirky, strange, weird, awesome, green, beautiful. I would say that the nice holes outnumber the assholes if you live in Portland.
That's what we like to say here in Portland.
So what is The Real Shit, Lori? Let's tell everybody what The Real Shit is.
The Real Shit is a clothing and apparel company that stemmed from some honest conversations over beers on a patio about life and where we're coming from Naomi and I's real life situations and circumstances. And we are deciding that people need to start having these kinds of conversations.
Well, it was like kind of actually how we ended up starting this company was actually from just starting a conversation about having these moments with each other, talking about the real shit. And I think that when you've been through the real shit, you can actually say the word shit. It's like we've earned that wife beater a little bit. But we really wanted to start a company where, A, it empowered us, because her and I have been on a journey separately, and it's been crazy getting here, but here we are. So A, it's like we were talking about something, so here we are doing it.
And B, it will allow others to take a look at themselves and maybe look at those around them and start having honest conversations with other human beings.
Yeah, because people definitely don't spark enough conversation. I was actually reading an article the other day about encouraging people to spark up a conversation with a stranger in the day. And I think that with the smartphones and social media platforms, we don't have to have those conversations anymore, and it's all a facade. But I personally am more interested in having some of these conversations, because I feel like with the state of the world and where things are going, if we don't start having these conversations, how can we grow?
And I think we've actually lost the art of having a conversation.
Or even sparking one, for right. that matter. Like, when was the last time you sparked a conversation with a stranger? Because they looked cute. I am a 42-year-old woman. I'm a mama. I actually currently drive for Lyft and Uber. And so I have a lot of experiences in the day where I get to share with my community. So I have a very, very unique opportunity to share some experiences with people every day. I probably have about 10 to 15 real conversations with people about random different stuff like climate change, abuse. Some girls crawl into my car crying, you know, I'm there for them. Or some people are coming out of the hospital because something happened to them. I mean, there's a lot of moments that we have in the day, and I have a kind of a special opportunity to connect with my community, so I see it. So that's just my experience. But I do know if you were to have a regular schedule in the day, it's harder for these conversations to be sparked. Like, what do you do, Lori?
I am a physical therapist. I'm 53 years old. I'm a mama of two, and I have 3 G kids.
Aww.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. Unfortunately, I don't get to spend as much time with them as I would like.
And that's because they don't live here, huh?
That's true.
They hate it when our
kids
grow
true.
Up and leave.
And that's part of my hope for this company, too, is I get to spend more time with my family, with the people I really care about and love. I get to have conversations daily with people more about my profession and how to get them from point A to point B. Naomi has a unique opportunity to not only share her story, but boy, some of the stories that she shares with me that enter the backseat of her car.
Yeah, I think Lyft and Uber drivers have a special moment where we see people at their best and at their worst.
True story.
Actually.
True story. And you have that, you take the time to spark the conversation and connect with people.
Yeah, I actually did that today in my car. I had a moment where this girl, it was like a 40-minute drive to the airport. And immediately within the first minute and a half of her getting in my car, she says, "Hey, do you mind if I'm on the phone having some conversations?" And I was like, "Sure, I don't mind. Just as long as you don't mind, I don't have the music on so I can focus on that and not what you're talking about." Well, this lady never ended up having a phone conversation. About halfway through our drive, I was just kind of feeling fidgety. And so all of a sudden I says, "Hey, how you doing back there? You doing okay?" And I just, it was super overwhelmed by that moment. And then it was kind of drew her out of where she was on her phone. So maybe she was catching up with people just through text or something. But
so let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah.
Let's talk about having conversations with human beings.
Yeah.
Through our phone.
Yes. Yes.
Even personal, physical conversations with people, but yet we've got our phones in our hands.
Would you say that if you were to communicate with somebody over the phone, would it be more through text, messenger, or some sort of email, or through an actual phone call? What would you say you do the most of?
Professionally, it's through email. Personally, I actually still am liking phone calls because I can have that conversation. I can hear what emotions are going on with the people I'm connecting with, and it gives me more of a rooted place to be present with them.
Yeah. I personally like the phone call because it's easier. I don't know about you guys, but my autocorrect sucks. So when I'm trying to voice my text message, it never comes out how I really intend it to be.
And
so
it always does fuck and duck.
Yeah, it says duck instead of fuck.
actually,
sometimes it's my entertainment in the day because I make Siri repeat it back to me, especially if I've sent a dirty text. And I make Siri repeat it back, and it makes me laugh.
I'm having a ducking hard day.
I'm having a ducking hard day.
And again, here we go. This is what we get when we talk with people. We get laughter. You don't get that through your phone.
It's totally true. It's totally true. It's so important, everybody, to spark these conversations, because what those conversations do is it connects us. And we are a very social breed of human beings. Like, we've got to have that social interaction. I mean, look at all the social media platforms and stuff. People, everybody's got to know what everybody's doing.
So I'm so glad you brought that up, Naomi, because why are we doing this podcast? Why are we creating the real shit? Why are we creating the sayings that we are putting on our t-shirts, hats, mugs?
Right. I think personally, from my standpoint, I want to do this because I'm selling a piece of my soul to these people. These are all life experiences, but the conversations are not happening enough. I think that when you go to therapy, one of the reasons that therapy is so wonderful for you is not because you're the cliche, "I'm crazy." Because we've got to get that out of our heads. Because when you go to a therapist, you're not crazy. It is healthy to talk about your experiences, how you process something, and what your beliefs and thoughts are, and, you know, where you want to go with that. People are not having these conversations because of social media, because of the attention spans are so short.
And I think that's why therapy is so important, because it's a safe, non-judgmental place where you can go and tell somebody the things that are going on in your head.
An outside perspective. I actually saw a really wonderful illustration the other day about therapy. And it's like these two characters. It's you, say you, and then it's your therapist sitting in these chairs, and you got the bubble, the classic, you know, cartoon bubble, and on your side it's these two. It's like a red and blue line, and it's all jumbled up. And then these two lines, the red and the blue line, goes to the therapist bubble, and they like they wrap that up like a yarn ball, and they just help you figure it out. And that's from an outside's perspective, but going to therapy is healing. It's one of the first steps, actually, to healing.
So let's imagine for a minute if we could take the time to put our phones aside, sit down with an open mind and an open heart, and listen to each other and use our own experiences without judging the other person, and share that life experience and maybe give a nugget of wisdom to somebody else that will really help them move forward in their life.
Right. And it may not be me or it may not be you. Maybe it will be one of our guests that we have on in the future. It's not about who is right, because we definitely don't have all the answers.
We do not have the answers.
But we can share our personal experiences through the things that we have gone through to relate to you. And hopefully we bring on some guests later on that will be able to share other experiences, because we all process things differently.
And we all grow through pain. That's where we grow through, is our pain points.
Yeah.
And those pain points, if you take the time to take a good look at yourself in the mirror, and then B, trust another human being and express your truth to them.
Yeah.
That is a very powerful path to health and growth.
And that goes into mental health. Like, there, the rise of mental health has gone up. The rise of autism have gone up. We need to be able to nurture our own mental health. So if you need to take a mental health day, take it. It's super important, because if you don't take those moments for yourself, how are you to move forward in a healthy way?
In my profession right now, I'm a leader, and I lead a team of leaders. And one of the most important things I tell them always is, you have to keep your cup full. If you do not keep your cup full, you have nothing to give, not only to the people you're serving, but more importantly, to those people that you love and you share your time with.
Right.
You have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
First
little
and foremost.
TLC goes a long way.
Amen, Sister Bear.
You gotta, it's like the in the airport, you know, when you're on the plane and they're like, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on your baby. I actually say that a lot when I'm talking about anything with people in my car. It's very necessary. If you don't do self-care, how are you to really genuinely do that for someone else?
It's a hard concept, though. It really is a hard concept to think about taking care of yourself before you take care of others.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Actually, one of my best friends in all of the land, she's one of the kindest people that I know on this planet. And she has had it so hard, like really hard, like harder than most. But that girl still somehow manages to be kind to everybody that she meets in the street. And it's those little moments, like when she's going into the gas station, super genuine. She asked that person, how are you doing today? I mean, she definitely puts that out there. But when it comes to herself, it makes her a little uncomfortable. You know, she doesn't really know how to love herself. It's just something that hardship is something that she's dealt with for so long. How do you be happy? And I think that actually part of her happiness is to giving that to someone else, who, because you don't wish that on anybody at the end of the day.
Well, happiness is a choice. We all have the choice every day to be happy.
Yeah, it is a choice. It is a choice.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about your history, Naomi?
Wow, if I were to put Naomi in a nutshell, I'm a little teeny girl. I'm like a, I come from a hobbit family, actually, so you could envision that.
We call her the fairy.
I'm like 5'2", 100 pounds in my 40s, which I'm really loving. I'm really loving where my mind is in my 40s. But it started out as a, like the middle child of five kids. So I had my older siblings and I had my younger siblings. What was different was I was born into a religion that was extremely strict, Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm sure you've heard of them, or maybe they've knocked on your door. Well, I was actually born into that. So I didn't have a choice at the time. And I would have to say, as a little girl, even though I was born a Jehovah's Witness, I was born this little love child. If I saw that you were struggling, or if you weren't accepted, or if you were old, I mean, me and my best friend were the hug sisters. I was such a little lover when I was a kid, and I was so in tune with how you were feeling that if I saw that you were feeling that way, I was the first one in your lap just snuggling. And actually, nothing's really changed as a 42-year-old woman.
True story right there. True story.
Even though my, you know, my dad was an elder in the congregation, he would take me on adventures, and I felt like my dad was as genuine as you can be when you have religion backing you up. But my dad would take me into the field with the sheep herders and the covered wagons, and I wouldn't understand a lick of Spanish. But I remember them picking me up as a child and just loving me and offering me beans. It was awesome. It was a great experience. But the process of making the effort to go and say hello really made an impact in my life. And then another time my dad would take me onto the big, ginormous ships that would come in from the Philippines. And I wouldn't know Tagalog, but my dad somehow with his Spanish skills would be able to communicate with them. And I remember doing this as a kid and going on these boats and them being so welcoming and so thankful that we were putting that time into saying hello and welcome to our place and, hey, come over for dinner. Nobody had ever done that for these guys ever. In the years that they had been on these ships, they don't get to have those experiences. And I remember my dad doing that as a kid. So we would go on these huge ships. It was super scary, of course, climbing on the boats. But once we were there, they would feed us. We would kind of communicate. It was the love. You know, it all goes back to the love. Because even though you can't really communicate with these people, you can understand that they're warming and they're welcoming and they're thankful and they're grateful. So even though I grew up Jehovah's Witness, the things that I take out of that are love, compassion, empathy, and going a little out of your way for people who do need that. But past the religion, of course, I left. I'm a mama. I've had a few husbands. Had a lot of traumatic moments. But the foundation for who I am definitely as a child was coming from a place of love and acceptance. What about you, Lori? What's your story in a nutshell?
Oh, Lori Hatch in a nutshell. Unlike Naomi, I'm the oldest of four children. So I was the icebreaker. I was the one who got to blaze the trail for my younger sister and brothers. And I was chatting with Naomi's husband, Jesse, a little earlier today about some of the things, limiting beliefs that I believe came from that. And one or two of those beliefs are not deserving and not being worthy. And I think that comes from trying to do everything perfectly and be perfect. And even though
we can't do it, we're human.
We're human. And I'm very accomplished.
Yeah.
I'm very accomplished in my personal and professional life. But yet at this state in my life, and that being in my 50s, I am finally learning that I am worthy and I do deserve all of the accomplishments that I have worked so hard for. And more importantly, I have wisdom to give and I want to share that with people. And I really believe that this podcast and this company is a blessing to me because it allows me to have a voice.
I agree. I agree. Same. You've actually, she doesn't give herself enough credit, but this girl has really gotten herself out of the trenches from pure determination. But not just from that, also from asking for help.
Asking for help. Yes, there was a point in my life where being a single parent of two very small children, and that means 3 years old and under, that I found myself in a woman's shelter.
Yeah.
And talk about having that moment, kind of a WTF moment, am I doing here with my children? And I had to learn how to ask for help.
Yeah.
And humble myself.
You had to trust somebody.
And I had to trust.
Yeah.
And through all of that,
scary.
Through all of that, I was really blessed by all of the people that the universe, God, the field, whatever you all want to call it out there, the people that came into my life at that moment in time to help me move forward and grow really set the stage for where I'm at today.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I got myself through college and a master's program with toddlers. With toddlers.
You did good.
Crazy, crazy.
Well, you were going to go back. I mean, you were ready. You were ready. You asked for the help that you needed, and look at where you are now. It's pretty awesome.
Well, that was my way of breaking the cycle of domestic violence that I had grown up with and I'd seen many, many, many times in my family history. And I can't say that my efforts alone have broken the cycle, because my daughter has experienced somewhat of a similar path, but she too, now at a way younger age than even I, is finding her own self-worth and her own path. So we are chipping away at the cycle.
We are.
We're chipping away. We're learning. At the cycle.
Like I said, I'm in my 40s. She's in her 50s. We've definitely seen some shit, which is why we are allowed to say shit. It's like we've earned the shit wife beater.
We are the shit. Let's put it that way.
God, we've worked hard to be just... Actually, we've worked hard to be okay with who we are within ourselves.
And, you
and
know,
that's the journey right there.
That's the journey, and that's what's brought us to this point.
That has brought us
to launching a company, taking a dream.
Yeah.
Well, making it real.
Yeah.
And launching this company and now launching this podcast with our hope and our dream of allowing people to hear our truth and
therefore speak their truth. And we want to hear your truth. Yeah, we want to be able to have a place where we respect each other's truth. That's super, super important. And, you know, with all these social media platforms and these facades that they put on there of what they want people to imagine their lives to be, the Real Shit Company and the forum on our site where, A, you guys can get jump on and start having these conversations with us and with each other, listening in on the podcast is
giving
another
us
reason.
Ideas for podcasts.
Yeah, reaching out to us. Hey, if you live in the Portland metro area, we would love to have you as a guest to share your experience in your life and different perspectives, how you process things. But we really want this to be a place where A, we can respect each other's truth, and B, where we can learn from each other. I actually was driving around this morning, and I was listening to the radio, and on the radio this morning, they were talking about how these runners, if there's a certain group of runners that talk to themselves in a third-party person, where it's like, hey, you can do it, instead of I can do it, it's like, hey, you can do it. You're going to make it. You're going to get there. They're talking to themselves in the third person. And so I think these people are doing better and they're performing better in these races that they're doing because they're becoming their number one fan.
The positive self-talk.
Yeah.
The positive self-talk.
Yeah, instead of limiting yourself, you become this outside perspective on your own being or your own life. And when you can kind of step outside of yourself, you kind of take a little bit of the emotions away, which makes you have a little bit more of a clear head on how to process something. And they're saying that the people who do that to themselves are actually performing better. So I would really like to see this podcast become something that you can take yourself out of your head space and saying that, you are right about one thing, and that's the only way that it is. Instead, we would like to be able to bring different perspectives to people's lives, different stories. And it's not really, like we said earlier, we don't have the answers at all. We don't. We just have our process. We have our experiences. And maybe our process and our experiences can help you. And that's what we hope for all of you out there in the audience. And for the people who would like to get to that place. So we're going to wrap it up in Portland today, which has been super, super stormy, which I have to talk about climate change later.
Humidity
later.
Because
that is what is happening. But we would, like I said, we would like to set the premise for our site, our company, who we are. And that is we would like to respect each other's truth and learn from each other, empower yourself. If you don't have the words to say it, you can wear it, which
wear
is really
your words.
Fun. And all of our products go back to sparking conversation or wearing something where you don't have to say anything, which
right.
is actually more fun sometimes.
Right, Naomi. And the other thing that I really want to put out there is this is a judgment-free zone. We really want people to just be able to have a safe place where they can speak their truth.
We have to have a safe place.
We have to have a safe place.
Yes. And this is the real shit.
Other than a therapist office.
Yes. Agreed, because, you know, you can go to a therapist, you can talk about these things, but we really need to start creating, because we're all in the digital age and we're in the, you know, millennial and it's all of these things and we can communicate on the internet and through podcasts and online and through typing. We want a place where you can talk freely about how you're feeling, if you need advice, and hopefully all of you jump in on some of these conversations as well. If you have your story to share, we would love to hear that.
We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
We would absolutely love to hear from you. Not only your story, the negative parts or the challenging parts of your journey.
Or the moments that you realize when you're kind of talking yourself through it too, you know. It's just your process.
We also want to hear from that pain point how you grew from that.
Yeah.
And how we can help each other open our minds and our hearts and help each other grow and move forward.
Yeah. So namaste, everybody. We love you. I hope your day is beautiful.
Peace and love, Brother Bear, Sister Bear.